for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, November 27, 1982. This is tape 2 of the Deliverance Service. Stan Johnson is the minister.
God says a whorish woman or man can bring you from that to this. And there was somebody else in the Bible that got attacked the same way. You know who it was? Joseph. He left his coat in her hands. He was getting out. You know what? He knew. He knew the word. He knew what would happen to him. And boy, you better flee too, huh? You better run too when somebody attacks you. You better run. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we'll wind this down in just a little bit, but I want you to have just a little bit more. I'm going to show you a couple of things here about this illustration. Look at Proverbs 5. Let me just sort of give you a scripture here. The Lord quicken with this. Proverbs 9:16, the 13th verse. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high place of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither, and as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. You better already have understanding. You better not be wanting any understanding. You better already have understanding about what will happen to you. All right? She says, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. You know, dead without bodies, that's evil spirits. These are demons. These are unclean spirits. The dead are inside of her. God says the dead are there. Stolen waters are sweet. All right, but he knoweth not that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Do you know that hell is inside? Do you know you can open your life up and let some hell come in there? Now, let's just act this out. Stolen waters are sweet. Would you like something sweet tonight? Just have a little sip. A little sip won't hurt you. Would you like a little sip?
Be behind me, Satan.
She knows the word. She has the fear of the Lord in her. You're a mighty preacher. Oh, I love those eagle stories. Would you come over and minister to me? I've got a headache. Would you like a little sip? That's so sweet. It's sweet. Really, it's sweet. Does that look sweet? God says it's bitter, doesn't he? All right, let's maybe finish up over here on Proverbs. Okay, Proverbs 5. My son, 5:1. Attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. You've seen some smooth mouths lately? Satan's even coming out with all kinds of things. Just look like honey's dropping off your lips. It's so smooth. All that stuff. I like lipstick, though. Praise the Lord. That doesn't bother me. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life, her ways are movable or unstable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. Come not nigh the door of her house. Stop fooling around in places where they are. Don't go near them. Don't go near those places, people. I'm going to tell you something. They're disco places. They're bars. They're these different places where these people are. Don't go near them, people. Stay away from them. Hallelujah. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest I give thine honor unto others. And people, here are the others. They go in there and get your honor. They go in there and get your honor. And thy years unto the cruel. You let things inside of your emotions that are cruel. They are cruel. They get in there and they're cruel to you in your emotions, in your life. God says you give your years to them. You give your years to these things that are inside of you, that got in you through fornication and adultery. You give your years to them. Let strangers be filled with thy wealth. Guess what to eat? They get filled up with the goodness of God inside of you. That's the closest they'll ever come to salvation. It's eating part of yours. They're filled with it. And thy labors be in the house of a stranger. Now, God gives you the end result of it. And thy mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. Uh-oh, now we know what gets you. What consumes your flesh and your body? What got David? What was he laying in there in his bed in Psalm 38? The Bible says that his kinfolk couldn't come near him because he stank. You ever smell some kind of disease that was consuming people? Cancer. That's right. That's right. God says, and thy mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And God even tells you what you will say on your deathbed. After seeing this demonstration, he'll tell you what you'll say on your deathbed. And say, how have I hated instruction? Oh, I didn't like that Stan Johnson that day. He was up there teaching that thing. Oh, how I hated his instruction. Oh, my goodness, I didn't like it that day because I knew what I was doing. I didn't want to turn from it. But oh, me, look at me now. And say, how have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers? People, your teacher today is saying, keep your lid on. Keep your lid on. Protect what God's doing in you. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. I tell you something. When you've got a bunch of those things running around in your emotions and in your head and in your life, you feel like you're almost in all evil. Continue. They're talking to you. They're putting you under condemnation and guilt. And all kinds of things are attacking your thought life and everything else. Praise the Lord. When you become joined with the harlot and you both become one flesh, you see all that mess in there? See? Here's what happens. I could just pour this container into that container and that would make one flesh, wouldn't it? Or we could put a little tube between these two and shake them real good and guess what would go in the other container? Same thing. When you come in contact with strange women or strange men, you're letting things come inside of your life that are dead things. They're needing a body to get into. And they're coming inside of your body. Evil spirits are looking for bodies to get into. And they're looking for yours because you're a precious soul. I remember I taught this up in Greensboro there. The Lord said, anytime you're in an area over a couple of days, you teach this to people. He said, this is a sin that's going to destroy my people in mass in the last days. Do you know that many preachers are falling into that sin? Many spirit-filled women, spirit-filled men are falling into that. Satan's destroying them through that. And God wants his word in the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, to keep them from sinning and hiding that word in their heart to keep them from sinning. My goodness, it's terrible. So I was teaching this up in Greensboro, and a boy came to me before I taught and said, Stan, let me tell you something. He said, I got my life straightened out a couple of years ago. But I backslid. I started going back to some of the same places I went before, just not really wanting to go in there and drink or do anything. But he said, you know, I noticed something right away. I could make out with the women so much easier. After I got spirit-filled, Stan, I couldn't believe how I got involved with so many different women. But it was just so easy, just like this, you know. I said, son, didn't you know that the Word says you became a precious soul and Satan started to hunt you? Uh-huh. And he was using women to destroy you? Remember the part of the body? Where is that liver? All right? You know what happens to people that hang around bars a whole lot and get addicted to alcohol? Cirrhosis of the liver. But, you know, they say alcohol does all that to the liver. But what goes along with people that have a problem running around to bars drinking where there's women and men going to the same bars? Adultery and fornications there. And the doctors say, oh, that's alcohol doing that to your liver. But God says evil spirits are putting darts in there, destroying your liver. So the alcohol plus the sin is attacking that liver to destroy it. I guarantee you people that turn to the Lord that have been alcoholics and get set free from those demonic addicted things, they can get their liver restored if they get deliverance, get these things cast out of their liver and get God's healing virtue in that liver, in that organ. Do you know they can be normal? God's in the restoring business. Isn't that good? Praise God. He can take your guilt and condemnation away. Hallelujah. He can. Lord quickened to me one time this guy in Scripture there, the man at the pool of Bethesda, been a man that hadn't been able to be active in the area of let's just say, immorality and all. He was probably in bad shape. If he was so bad, he couldn't get down to the water before anybody else. You can imagine his condition. And he'd been there 38 years. And Jesus healed that man, and the man went off carrying his bed. And Jesus looked him up. Satan had started hunting him because he was giving testimony to what had happened to him. And Jesus found him in the temple the next day, and he said, "You go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Lest a worse thing come upon you." People, if we don't get any evil spirits out of you today, that was worth you being here. Because with that in you, it's going to keep the evil spirits out. But we're going to get them out too. We're going to get them out too. All right, we're going to get right on into deliverance. And God wants you to be of good cheer. He says your sins have been forgiven you. Aren't you glad? Do you know we can stand here as a minister of the gospel and say, "Be of good cheer. Jesus took your sins on the cross, on his body, so you could be free." Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you don't have to stay guilty and condemned? Because Jesus took all that old filth inside of you. And I'll just tell you something. All the sin, all the sickness, all the disease came into the Son of God on that cross. Look at it. All of that came into him. All of that mess came into the Son of God. He who was without sin became sin. That we... Amen. So, you see that spirit down in there? One man that was involved in very deep fornication in the Corinthian church, Paul says, "Turn him over to Satan, let Satan destroy his flesh, so that in the day of the Lord his spirit might be saved." So, you know, God's interested in your spirit, soul, and body. But if you're going to let Satan destroy your spirit, I mean your soul and your flesh, God he'd like to at least come out with your spirit. So when Jesus told that thief on the cross that day, he says, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." Do you know that all this other stuff came in, but Jesus' spirit went with that thief on the cross that day? Their spirits got there in paradise. Jesus' soul went down there into the lower depths and created quite a victory, didn't it? Hallelujah. And then 3 days later, God raised up his body. Hallelujah. And he was complete and total. But Jesus Christ took every bit of that filth in his life so you could go free from it. And while that filth was in that container, God's Son, God judged that stuff while it was in there. God judged every bit of that old mess. He had it all at one in. At one place, at one time, and he judged sin once and for all. He judged it right there. And because he judged sin, pronounced a sentence on it, you and I can go free from it. Praise God. What a blessing. Why don't you all stand up and stretch a minute? Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if y'all want to be free from these old things, we can get so much freedom in 20 or 30 minutes of ministry. And we can still have time between services to eat and enjoy it. But I want to get these old things out of you that have gotten in you when you sowed things to your flesh. I want to get these old lust spirits out of you. I want to get spirits of adultery and fornication out of you. I want to get things out of you that you've inherited from your ancestors that came into you. A lot of people say, "Well, you mean to say things that my parents did could affect me?" Yes, sir. How about getting syphilis and having children? You reckon that might make a mess? How about what the doctors are saying just about smoking in your pregnancy, causing problems with your children? So what you do can greatly affect your children. And God's Word goes on to talk about all the curses that come as a result of things your ancestors got involved in. So sit here. Because I get a spirit of adultery out of you doesn't mean that you've gone out and committed adultery. I want you to know that. Okay? If I get a spirit of lust out of you, don't worry and be embarrassed that a demon of lust came out, even though you might not have ever let the lust carry you off into sin. Do you follow me? These are things in your flesh, things that you inherited, things in you because of Adam's sin. So you just don't worry about being embarrassed by burping or coughing or gagging or screaming or whatever, however the demon wants to come out. You just let him out. You have a desire that you want this filth out of you, because that filth in you is not only wanting to hunt down other people to destroy them, but at the same time it's destroying them, it'll be destroying you. See, Satan uses us to kill our own. He uses us to kill our own. He's pretty shrewd, isn't he? So we want these things out of us that drive us, that make us do things we don't want to do. You ready? Say this prayer. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I see in your word that I can be free from sin, sickness, disease, the kingdom of darkness. I can be free, body, soul, and spirit. I make this decision today to refrain from the appearance of evil and not be involved in evil. And you said in your word that you would sanctify me wholly, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, I want to be sanctified wholly. I'm going to go and sin no more. And I ask you to take out of me this corruption I have sown to my flesh. Satan, I have no part with you. I give you no place in my life. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
This is the end of this message.